Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Maria. This is Alan. I just finished writing the quarterly customer newsletter. Could you review it before I send it out?
This afternoon is a bit busy for me, but if you give me a copy, I'll look it over and give you my feedback as soon as I can.
Great. Would it be possible to go over your suggestions in person, maybe on Friday morning? I haven't worked on something like this before and I could really use your help.
Sure, but I'm actually leaving for a business trip early on Friday. I do have some time on Thursday if that works for you.
Number 41. What has the man just finished doing? Number 42. What does the man propose doing? Number 43. When does the woman say she is available? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Peter, I think we have a problem. It looks like we're out of paper for the laser printer, and we have a lot of materials to print for this regional sales meeting we're hosting tomorrow.
No worries. We'll be getting a few boxes delivered this morning. I noticed we were running low on paper a few days ago and called the office supply warehouse to order some.
Oh, it's no problem then. I can print the agenda and materials this afternoon and have everything ready for tomorrow.
Number 44. What does the woman say will happen tomorrow? Number 45. What will the speakers probably receive this morning? Number 46. Whom does the man say he contacted earlier? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Wellington. It's Sarah Wiley. I'm calling to let you know that Mr. Wang from Revolve Electronics had to go to Tokyo for a last-minute business meeting, so the client dinner we scheduled with him for tomorrow has been postponed until next Thursday.
I see. Well, thanks for letting me know, Sarah. Actually, in that case, could you arrange a different return flight for me? There's another seminar I'd like to attend at the conference tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'll contact the airline now. Hopefully, I'll be able to give you a call this afternoon with the information on your new flight.
Number 47. Why did the woman call Mr. Wellington? Number 48. What will happen next Thursday? Number 49. What does Mr. Wellington ask the woman to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Clara, Mr. Peterson is looking for you. He wanted to remind you not to miss this morning's marketing meeting, since the director is going to be there today.
I know, but I wasn't able to reschedule my 10 o'clock appointment with Dr. Kim. I guess Mr. Peterson didn't get my message.
No, he must have forgotten to check his messages before he went to the conference room.
Number 50. Who is looking for Clara? Number 51. What does Clara have to do? Number 52. What did Mr. Peterson most likely forget to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Are you going to the sales awards banquet Saturday night?
No, I'm leaving for Bermuda on Thursday, and I won't be back until the 10th.
Oh, are you going for a vacation? My family and I go there every year.
No, I have to meet with some new clients.
Number 53. When is the man going on a trip? Number 54. What does the woman imply? Number 55. Why is the man going to Bermuda? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Jeffrey Hines speaking.
This is Martha Benjamin. I'm calling to let you know I've put my research report in the interoffice mail. You should have it this afternoon. I hope you're still willing to review it for me.
Of course. I'll be out of town on business for the next few days, but I'll take it with me. I also have your request for additional money to continue your research.
Thanks very much. Don't worry about the typos. I'll be sending the report to an editor, but please make suggestions about the content. It's only the first draft, and I'm going to make revisions. I'm really looking forward to your feedback.
Number 56. What is the purpose of Martha's call to Jeffrey? Number 57. What department does Martha most likely work in? Number 58. What does Martha plan to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
If it will help, we can reschedule tomorrow's staff meeting to 2 o'clock, but we'd have to meet in the small conference room.
I still won't be able to attend, so don't change your plans for me. I'll be at the Board of Trustees meeting all day, presenting our division report.
If we postpone the staff meeting until next week, would you be able to report on the board meeting? I'm sure that would be interesting for the staff.
Of course. I'd be very happy to. I'll try to prepare a summary by then.
Number 59. Why is the woman unable to attend the staff meeting tomorrow afternoon? Number 60. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 61. What will the woman do at the next staff meeting? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I need to make 30 copies of this flyer for the book sale on Thursday, but the copying machine is broken again.
Well, it's only Monday. Maybe we can get it repaired before then.
I think it's beyond repair. I think we need a new one.
How about if I call Tom in the purchasing office to see if he'll approve a purchase order for a new machine?
Number 62. What is the problem? Number 63. When does this conversation take place? Number 64. What does the woman suggest they do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Alex, I can't attend the meeting with our purchasing department this afternoon because I'll be visiting a client. Could you go instead?
Sorry, but I have to finish editing the catalog by tomorrow morning, and those purchasing meetings usually last all afternoon.
Okay. Well, maybe I can go see the client this morning, and then be back here in time for this afternoon's meeting.
Number 65. Why is the woman unable to attend the meeting? Number 66. What does the man tell the woman? Number 67. What does the woman decide to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Say, Andrea, do you know where I can find some paper for the photocopier? I need to make 10 copies of the agenda for the manager's meeting this afternoon, but the machine seems to be out of paper.
There should be at least 2 boxes of paper in the supply cabinet next to Philip's office. If not, you could check with Philip. He's in charge of ordering supplies and he may know where there's more paper.
I'll go talk to him then. I already checked the cabinet and I didn't see any more paper.
Number 68. What does the man want to do? Number 69. What is the problem? Number 70. What will the man probably do next?